your possessions, your toys, oftentimes are the most important thing in your life. And if they are, you're living an idolatrous lifestyle. You need to repent of idolatry and make God top over your things.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in for another edition with Senior Pastor Mark Job, author and lead pastor at New Life Community Church here in Chicago. My name is Joshua Hollick, and today I'm here with Pastor Mark, and we're excited about what God's doing in the city. There are so many great churches. One of the greatest things Jesus did for the world was to build his church where people can come to know him. And you may not be a part of a church yet. And so, Pastor Mark, what would you say to somebody who says, I love Jesus, but I don't think church is all that important.
Yeah, and I have that conversation often with people. And it's like saying, I believe my family's important, but I don't want to hang out with them. And so Jesus Christ called us to be a follower of his, but to do it in the context of community. And I realize that you can listen to a message like this on the radio, or you can turn on your television or download a podcast, but it's different. Yeah. You need to be connected with a community of faith. New Life is one of those options. There's some great pastors and churches in and around the city of Chicago that I pray with, bless, and would highly recommend in those areas. So find a church that teaches the Word of God unashamedly, that it believes in the deity of Jesus Christ and salvation through his name, that clearly presents the gospel. New Life is one of those churches that's been expanding throughout Chicago. So, Joshua, as you mentioned, we're multi-location, which means that we're one church, but we meet in communities like Little Village, which are primarily Mexican community, but we also meet in places like Lincoln Park or Lakeview that are more young professionals. We meet all the way as north as Rogers Park, all the way as south as Oak Forest, all the way west as Melrose or Montclair, all the way east as in Bridgeport. And so if you want to find one of our New Life locations, you can go to our website and click on locations, and you'll probably find something that's at least fairly close to where you live if you live in the Chicagoland area.
So friends, our encouragement is find a good, healthy church to be a part of. And if you don't have one and you're looking for one and you've been blessed by the ministry of Straight Talk, check out newlifechicago.org and come give us a visit. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to hear your story. And we believe that Christianity is meant to be lived with other Christians in the world, being a light. So come on out and check it out.
Thanks, Josh. Today on Straight Talk, we are joining Pastor Mark for the second half of his message called Stepping Up to Your New Identity. This is the continuation of our study in the book of Colossians, and the series is called First Things First. We'll be in the book of Colossians chapter 3. So let's get right into the Word with Pastor Mark on today's Straight Talk.
The way that it's worded in the Greek, it's not a one-time act. It's an ongoing putting to death. It's not a one-time, I did it. The previous verse, when it says you died, is a one-time act at your conversion. But the constantly putting to death here is a continual act of I keep putting to death over and over and over and over. I keep slaying, I keep mortifying, I keep chopping off the corrupted limbs. I'm putting to death that which belongs to my lower nature. Now hear me, because this is huge. Put to death that which belongs to your earthly nature. Let me help you understand this. Nature determines appetite. Whatever my nature is will determine what I have an appetite for. If I change my nature, I change my appetite. If I don't change my nature, I don't change my appetite. The Apostle Paul is saying you had an old nature, an earthly, fleshly nature. You have two struggles inside of you. You have the new man, which is the spirit man, and then you have the fleshly man. They are constantly battling inside of you. The flesh constantly battles against the spirit. How many of you know the battle I'm talking about? You have that battle? Oh, I want to live for God. Jesus, you're so good, Lord. I just want to set my mind on you. Man, that skirt is really short. It just went from high, lofty things to really low, basely things. The battle. The battle with the flesh. The battle with the sinful self. The battle with the old you. And so the Apostle Paul is saying, hey, you already have your identity, but now you need to start living out who you are. Some of you have given your life to Christ, which means you have a new identity, but you're behaving and living still in the old self. Your practices have not caught up to your identity. And so now he enumerates some of the practices of the flesh. And notice the first four practices he lists all have to do with sexual desire and sexual impulses. He says, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, those all have to do with sexuality. And then at the end, he throws in greed. And he says, which is idolatry. Now, let me talk about these for just a minute because these are important to understand. He's basically saying, I want you to remove from the tree of life the branches that still belong to the old. You're new in your nature, but you still have some of the old stuff. So get rid of some of the old stuff that you're carrying into your new identity. What is some of that old stuff that you need to put to death? You just need to kill it because, well, the first thing is sexual immorality. Well, what does it mean by sexual immorality? You know, God is really big on this whole area of morality and so forth. Sexual immorality has to do with any kind of sexual activity that's outside of the perimeters of marriage. If you're a single person here and you say, well, I'm having sex with my girlfriend, that's sexual immorality. In biblical terms, it's called fornication. If you're a married man here and you are having an affair with a mistress or someone at work or a secretary, that's called adultery. You are having a sexual relationship with someone outside of the perimeters of marriage. It's called immorality, sexual immorality. Now, I want to clarify here and say that he's not saying that sex is part of the old nature. He doesn't say that. God is the creator of sex. Sex is a good thing. Sex was invented by God, designed by God. Some of you have grown up in churches where you hear people say, no, no, bad, nasty, ugly, don't do it. And you grow up thinking sex is of the devil. No, God invented sex. And all the intricacies of sex, it was in his mind. Not dirty, not perverted, not dark, but beautiful, glorious, meant for intimacy, meant for enjoyment and pleasure. It was the heart of God, the design of God. Sex is holy, beautiful. It's a great thing to be enjoyed in marriage. I'm a big fan of it in marriage. But here's the thing. In the right parameters, it's of God. But outside of it, it becomes a liability. Outside of it, it becomes part of the acts of the sinful earthly nature. And so he's basically saying, hey, this is part of the old self. You need to put away what was part of the old self because it has nothing to do with the new self. And you're saying, Pastor, are you telling me? Wait, hold on. Are you telling me, as a 26-year-old, you're telling me that God is saying that I cannot have any kind of sex until I get married? And what if I don't get married for another 5 years? I didn't write it. I just preach it. But that's exactly what I'm telling you. Well, that's... You know, all my friends, everybody, are you serious? Well, it's a good argument for young marriages, right? The Bible says it's better to marry than to burn. Well, you know, I'm engaged. It's going to take 3 years before we're ready to get married because we've got to get the car, got to get the apartment. Okay, well, you know, if you can last 3 years. If you already know you're going to marry the person, you're already engaged, you've been dating 2 years, why do you need another 3 years? Just wondering. Why do you need another 3 years? Maybe you need to go with an old car or ride a moped or a bicycle and get a rented apartment and throw a mattress on the floor and get married and live in purity rather than risk impurity for another 3 years of engagement that you can't hold off on. Hello? All right, just wondering here. I'm talking about living in purity. That's what God has called us to. And he also says, hey, no sexual immorality, impurity. Impurity has to do with more our thoughts, not actually the physical act of immorality, but more thoughts having to do with your mind. This fall in the category of pornography or, you know, thumbing through Playboy magazines or anything in that nature. Lust, which has to do with desire, that illicit desire towards something that doesn't belong to you, that you should not have, that's not rightfully yours. Lusting after another man's wife, lusting after something that you shouldn't have, that doesn't belong to you, that will never be legitimately yours to have. That's lust. Evil desires, as he speaks about, that has to do with sort of a dark, perverted version of lust. And he says, all those things, listen, this is part of your lower nature, not your higher nature. This is desires gone wrong, gone wild, but not a part of your normal, not, this is not a part of your higher nature. And then, by the way, he throws in there greed. Greed is this unabashed pursuit of stuff that we want that's not ours, that we are covetous about. And it's one of the, in fact, it says greed, listen, greed, and then he defines it, he says, which is idolatry. When money and possessions are the most important thing in your life and it's this unabashed desire pursuit of them, then they have become your God. Who do you worship? Your things. And we would never say it, but many of us live it. We would never say that our things are our God, but many of us act as though our things, we live as though our things are our God. Our things are what you think about. They take priority in your life. They're number one. They're above God. They're above people. They're above relationships. Your possessions, your toys, oftentimes are the most important thing in your life. And if they are, you're living an idolatrous lifestyle. You need to repent of idolatry and make God top over your things.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Stepping Up to Your New Identity. It's from our series called First Things First. And after the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. Our message is entitled Stepping Up to Your New Identity.
And he says, I want you to understand this, he says, because of these, the wrath of God is coming. Because of the lower nature, the wrath of God is coming upon your life. This engenders, it generates the anger of God upon our life. And it says, listen, you used to walk in these ways in your life you once lived. Hey, this is who you were. But do you get it? This is not who you are. This is who you used to be. Because that was your nature and it was natural for you to live that way. Listen, if you're living that way as a Christian, it's unnatural. Because that is not your new nature. You have a different nature. That's who you were. It's the old you. It's the old identity, but you are not that anymore. So stop living as though you haven't changed. Stop living the old nature. You have a new nature. Nature determines appetite. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, you take a pig, for example. Pigs are nasty little creatures. They make good bacon, but nasty little creatures. And you take a pig that's used to playing in the pig's pen and they love dirt and muck and mire and they snort and they're dirty and you take that pig out and you clean them up and you put a little Chanel on them and you paint their toenails, you put a little pink bow in there, tape it to the bald side of the back of their head. And you just say, now you will no longer live like the old you. Now you are a new you. And you clean up their pen and you put them in a tiled place inside of the house and you wax the floor and you say, aha, I've changed the pig. Well, here's the thing. You've cleaned up the outside of the pig. But let that pig out of the pen. And let that pig run loose. And that pig is going to go to the mud. It's going to roll around. It's going to get the little pink bow all dirty. It's going to snort and it's going to go back to its old self because all you did was clean up the outside. You did not change the nature of the pig. Unless you change the nature, you will not change the appetite and desires. Religion changes the outside. Christianity alters our nature. And as our nature is altered, our appetite will be altered as well. But we still have the struggle with the residual effects of the old self that still bite at us, that still pull at us, and we have to mortify the old self. Then Paul goes on to describe the third thing that must happen in our life. Not only must we mortify the old self with all its practices that are there, but he goes on to say in verses 8 that to step up to your new identity, you will need to put off the old attitude and language of your lower nature as well. So he says, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off the old self with its practices. You see, I run into people that they take off the practices and they think the job is done. Let me tell you, God wants to do a deeper work in your life. Some of you say, hey, Pastor, I've arrived. What do you mean you've arrived? Hey, I don't sleep with my girlfriend anymore. Great. Nice checkpoint. I don't snort lines of cocaine anymore. Great. Super. Hey, it's been a while since I've visited a pornography site. Awesome. Hey, and the last time I punched someone out has been 6 months. Whoa, you're making progress. So I'm pretty much there. Hold on a second. That's all outside stuff you're talking about. Now let me ask you a question. How's your attitude? My attitude? Yeah, because he says, you dealt with the old practices, but now to step into your new identity, you need to put on the new attitudes and the new language and let go of the attitudes and the language of your old nature. In fact, he says, but now you must rid yourselves also of your anger. That simmering anger that if you don't deal with it turns to bitterness and resentment. And rage, which has to do with fury and explosive temper. And malice, which has to do with vile and wishing others evil. And slander, which has to do with speaking ill of people and letting gossip and negative criticism and talk come out of your mouth. And filthy language, which doesn't have to do with the 1-800 sex talk line. It has to do with abusive, foul, rude, destructive kind of speaking from your lips, and do not lie to each other. Hey, you thought you had made it just because you stopped sleeping with your girlfriend? That's great. I'm glad you did. But the Apostle Paul says, now God wants to work on your attitude. And some of you don't snort lines of cocaine anymore, but you got a nasty attitude. I don't do cocaine anymore. Can't stand that brother over there. Praise God, I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, you jerk. I'm glad you stopped smoking. And you become this nasty, non-smoking person. God wants to deal with your attitudes. Listen to me. Unless you deal with your anger, your rage, your bitterness, you will never ultimately keep the victory of your purity, because addiction, lust, and anger, they're cousins. You show me a person that's always angry, blows up, temper, and I'll show you someone that struggles with an incredible amount of lust and addictive behavior. You know why? Because anger usually is built in hurt. I get hurt, I get mad, I get rage, I get resentment, I want to feel good. I look for something to make me feel good quick, and it's always fueled. Have you ever noticed how you live in victory until you get angry, and then some of the things you had victory over a long time, you fall into them when you get angry? Hello? Man, I had 2 years of sobriety. And then you got so mad, so angry, stomped out of the house. You go, I can't do this. And the first thing that came into your mind, man, I want to drink now. Man, you had a year of sexual abstinence and victory as a single person trying to follow God. And you got so mad at that person at church or so mad at that person at work, and you just threw your temper, and you're so angry, so mad. And the very first thing you know, where's those old numbers? Call that person up. Hey, you want to meet now? Why? Because the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. And as long as you're angry, it's going to fuel and open up doors for sensuality, for the flesh. You have to deal with the root that's at the core of what's making of your anger. You have to begin to release. And at the core of it is beginning to forgive, beginning to release, beginning to deal with the issues, beginning to say, God, I release this. I get rid of it. I no longer hold this person in with resentment. God, I'm forgiving. Giving the hurt that's been done to me, the injustice that's there, the people that have failed me, God, I forgive them as you have forgiven me. Fill me with your peace, God, and now let me walk in victory. And by the way, you think your words aren't important, but the Bible says that your words reflect your heart. Gossip, slander, filthy, abusive language. You say, it doesn't matter if I cuss a little bit. Listen, it doesn't matter to God if you cuss a little bit. Rude, abusive language matters. You know what it says? It says you have taken off the old with its practices. You take that stuff off. That's not you. It's like, hey, that's the old me. It's not me anymore. That was me, it's not me. It's a new me now. You have to take off. But you see, it doesn't end with just taking off. Last point, we're not running out of time here. Last point I want you to understand, you also have to put on. Listen to what it says. And have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator. You see, not only do you have to take off, but you also have to put on. You have to put on the new self. You take off the old practices, and what do you put on? You put on the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The Greek word here, it's a very long Greek word, but in the new NIV it says renewed, but literally the word is to be renovated. It says, but that you are being renovated in your minds. Renovated. You know what it means to renovate a house? When we renovate a house, you don't just plaster over the old stuff typically. You gut it. You gut it. How many of you have been there? You gut it, and then you rebuild. You put new. But you have to take out the old before you put the new on. And that's what it's saying. It's saying that you need to take off the old and then put on the new. So that you have put on the new, you've renovated. Which is being renovated. How? What's renovating you? What's causing you to take off the old and put on the new? You being renewed in knowledge. You see, how do you change? You change by the renewal of your mind.
This finishes up our message called Stepping Up to Your New Identity. Join us again on Straight Talk as we continue more of our study from the book of Colossians entitled First Things First. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series of messages that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of this message or the entire series, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We also would like to invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout Chicago, and if you check out our website, www.newlifechicago.org, that's newlifechicago.org, you'll find all the times and the places that they meet. Please do tune in again on the next Straight Talk as Pastor Mark and our Straight Talk team continues on in the First Things First study. Have a great night, and God bless.